Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. It is January 5th, 2024. Man, it feels like a whole year since I talked to you last. My name is Lee Elsie. On these Fridays, across the entire country, I get a chance to sit in the big boy seat, put my big boy pants on, and get y'all warmed up for the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. Our pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. What he does is push the buttons and keep us on the air over these great radio stations across the entire country, and I appreciate that very, very, very much. Of course, if you want to find out more about me, you can go online, leeelsie.com. Please email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Like my Facebook page, like my YouTube page, or at least subscribe to it. A lot of great videos up there. We try to post a video or two at least every single day of the week. We're going to do something a little different this Friday night. I do have two great guests, and we're going to talk about a couple of different topics. First, we're going to talk about culture and the intersection of culture and politics. And we're going to do that right now with Mark Tapson, who writes and blogs and talks about popular culture for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Mark, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So, you know, pop culture, right? So are we talking, just in a general sense so we can give the audience an idea, are we talking selfies and Instagram and Twitter and X and Facebook and all of that?
To some extent. I write about what I call the intersection of politics and culture. So ways in which the culture influences politics and also vice versa.
Okay.
And these days there's almost no distinction between the two. Because the left has taken over the culture a long time ago, and so they've really politicized everything. And so now, when you're talking about politics, you're almost inevitably talking about the culture also, and vice versa.
Why has it become so brutally hateful? And it's, and listen, I experience it all the time. Brutally hateful from the left towards the right. The anonymity of social media has made, you know, champion and warriors out of all these people when all of a sudden they've got a platform to spew a lot of this hate. I mean, this is I think, it's a big deal, I think.
Well, I think you could say, you know, I think you could trace it back to saying that the left has a very utopian mindset. They're not like conservatives who tend to be more realistic. Conservatives, you know, we understand that we're fallen human beings and we're not perfect and we're not going to be able to ever socially engineer a perfect society. But the left doesn't believe that at all. They have this collectivist vision of a utopian future where all inequality has been eradicated and racism has been eradicated and we all live in perfect harmony. And so when you have that kind of worldview, that kind of utopian mindset, there's almost nothing you wouldn't do to make it come about. You know, and you see your opponents, you see your political opponents as not just wrong, but evil. And they have to be eradicated in order to pave the way for this perfect society. So I think the left really views us, views conservatives as, and they even say it out loud, they say the quiet part out loud, you know, they call us deplorables, right, and racists and homophobes and Islamophobes and all the transphobes, all the rest. They have to demonize us in order to advance their agenda. So that's where a lot of the just flat-out vile hatred comes from.
I think you're 100% right on that. I do. But what always
sticks in my craw, I guess. I don't know how else to say it, but it's, and I hate to go down this road because it's so elementary, but it's, the history dictates it. It's their party. Well, and I'm not making this political. It's their party that was born from racism, not the Republican Party. It's them, right?
Well, they, you know, they're great at psychological projection. You know, they're great at projecting everything they do and think onto their political opponents. So, you know, I always grew up hearing, I mean, I grew up as a Democrat. I mean, I made it my political conversion a long time ago. But in that bubble, they see everything, every advance for civil rights and everything that's ever been done positive for black people, they see it as having been done by Democrats. And when you try to tell them, oh, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, they're either completely shocked by this or they knew it, but think that at some point in history, Republicans simply became Democrats. You know, you hear that often, is that, oh yeah, back in that era though, you know, the Republicans at some point switched and became the Democrat Party. Is, what are you talking about? so they don't know their own history and they just ignore the inconvenient parts of it.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not totally poisoning the left. I think there is a sense of they want to do good and be do-gooders, but they want to do it on my back, Mark, right? They don't want to give me a choice about it, right? So I don't have a choice on how they want to do it, but they want to take it from me and spread it around. Well, that's not how this country was built.
That's true, and that's why they're so hell-bent on fundamentally transforming this country and our constitutional freedoms. I mean, you know, you can't socially engineer this collectivist utopia without very quickly having to resort to coercion. You know, you can't get people to voluntarily give up things that they earned or think a certain way or believe a certain thing without using coercion. So underneath every progressive or radical leftist is essentially a totalitarian, and that's their mindset, is this totalitarian mindset where they need to control everything, including what you say and think, because they can't fashion utopia otherwise.
Do they not see this as being, you know, an element in a way of they're actually dismantling this country, you know, brick by brick? And, you know, maybe, like you said, maybe they do think they're doing the right thing, but they have to look around and see a flood at the southern border, crime spiking, violent crime spiking across the country as a result of this, fentanyl coming across the border, not able to pay our bills, $34 trillion in debt. They're not stupid. They have to be able to see this. So that leads me to believe that some of them, and I hate to say it this way, but there's got to be a sinister element to this. Like, they want to do it like this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think I mentioned a little while ago about, you know, fundamentally transforming the United States. I mean, that's an infamous phrase from Barack Obama. And, you know, when you talk about fundamentally transforming something, you're not talking about tweaking it or improving it or reforming it. You're talking about starting from the ground up. You're talking about eliminating the foundations and building something else on top of it. And that's their aim, is to literally destroy everything about this system that they despise. They despise its what they believe to be its racism and oppression and colonialism and economic inequality and all of these other messy things that humans do. They want to destroy all of that and start over, you know, from scratch on the ashes of the old civilization.
Tell me, before we get into any of this, tell me a little bit more about the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I've had David on a number of different times. He's written a ton of great books, I think. And, you know, it's funny, when I have him on, the left loses their mind, like their collective mind, because he actually speaks truth to a lot of the racial issues, and they don't like it. But, you know, tell me a little bit about the David Horowitz Freedom Center.
Yeah, the center, it was founded by David Horowitz. It's a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to defending the principles of liberty and our constitutional rights and all of this against its enemies, both foreign and domestic, and secular and religious. Its flagship website is frontpagemag.com, where we have a lot of really great political commentary. And David Horowitz himself, in case your listeners don't know, one of the reasons that the left hates him so much, maybe the primary reason, is that he used to be one of them. He grew up in a hardcore communist family, and went on to become kind of a radical himself, where he was working alongside groups, radicals like the Black Panthers in the late 60s and early 70s. And he was an intellectual force for them. You know, he very well understood Marxist theory and wrote about it until he had his political conversion. And so ever since then, he's been considered kind of an apostate from the ideological faith of the far left. And so they fear and hate him because he knows them better than they know themselves.
The country's not very unified. Have we lost patriotism?
That's yeah, you're right. There was a time when the country was more unified and more patriotic, generally speaking. But this is the result of decades of the left's, what it calls, the long march through the institutions. And those institutions are cultural institutions, the field of education, and the entertainment arena, the news media. They've taken over those institutions, and very gradually, although accelerating, indoctrinated, I guess you could say, or even brainwashed. I kind of hate to use that term, but that's essentially what's happened. Younger generations into believing that, well, our country is the fount of all evil, and, you know, we're nothing but oppressors and racists and colonizers, and everything evil that's ever been done was through the United States, and all other cultures are peaceful and, you know, beautiful. So it's the result of decades of indoctrination in the culture.
I agree. Mark, can you tell everybody where they can find out more about not only you, what you write, but also the David Horowitz Freedom Center? Where do they go?
Yeah, the place to go for Freedom Center is frontpagemag.com. There's absolutely great political commentary there. I write for them there, but also for me personally, you can go to my Substack page, which is marktapson.substack.com.
All right, Mark. Listen, it was a pleasure talking to you. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank
you. All right, my friend. Have a good one. That was good. That was good stuff. All right, we got to run. We're running short on time. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for ZTAC and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary ZTAC product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention timeshare owner.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. When you hear me, either Wayne is off, which is not the case tonight, or it's Friday, which is the case. It is Friday. And on Fridays, yours truly gets a chance to hang out with you for the first 60 minutes. It's always a lot of fun. We do have one other guest we're going to bring at you in just a couple minutes. I think you're going to like this guy. We're going to talk a little bit more about Israel and the jihad and all that surrounds that. But I did want to mention this Epstein list and what's happening with that. A couple things I want to talk about. One, I've now come to the conclusion that I think Epstein is still alive. It just seems impossible, implausible, not practical, that all of the things that surrounded his death, being in prison, supposedly under watch, but somehow the guards were either MIA or not paying attention. Video cameras somehow miraculously didn't work. Now, I know people think he got murdered, which I think is a more plausible scenario than him just killing himself. Like, maybe somebody came and killed him. Or maybe he has all the goods on everybody and said, either get me out of here or upon my death it gets released. And the more I think about this, the more I think it's probably the latter. Like he's in some faraway land, living it up, drinking margaritas on some beach somewhere. And I don't know if we're going to get satisfaction from this list that Epstein has supposedly cobbled together and that's going to be released to the public. Right? We already know most of the names on this list. What we need is we need this video surveillance that's miraculously disappeared. Where is that at? Where is Clinton coming and going to the island, or Clinton in some of these massage rooms, or some of these other people who have been alleged to be on this list? Where, you know, where is that surveillance footage? It's very convenient that the FBI has made that disappear, isn't it? Because that's the proverbial nail in the coffin. When you find that, that video, or when that's released, then we have actual concrete evidence of who did what, where, and how. All the names that you're hearing are circulating. There's no concrete evidence that they necessarily did anything. We're hearing from the victims, which I think is good. We need to know what they say for sure. I mean, all of a sudden now the left doesn't want you to hear from the women victims. But I don't know if that'll be enough. It seemingly isn't enough right now. So I want a list, obviously, to be released, but I also want someone to dig and find out where this video surveillance footage has disappeared to. Because you know somebody like Epstein and all of his money and all that he's done in his life and how he has, I'm sure, tons, and this is my opinion, tons of blackmailable video footage of these people on these islands. There's no way that that's not existing someplace, either somebody's vault somewhere or some lockbox somewhere, some safe deposit box somewhere under somebody's name that, well, if Epstein dies, really dies, it comes out. Just seems like that would be the course of action somebody in his position would take if he wanted not only to protect himself, but to keep the, let's say, lions at bay, or the wolves at bay, by having this information that he could dangle in front of politicians and stars and people in the entertainment industry. Here, don't hurt me. If you hurt me, this comes out. And if you don't think that's possible, you're not paying attention. So yes, I'm glad that we're seeing some of the information. I don't know if it's the real deal stuff that we're looking for, or I don't know if we'll be satisfied in the end. I guess it's a starting point. But I personally am not satisfied with just a name here or a name there. I want that video footage. That's what I want. I want to know how many times Clinton walked into one of these rooms with some underage girl, or whoever, David Copperfield, or whomever else is on this list. You're hearing different people every single day. I want that information out. I want to know who's playing that ugly, dirty, nasty end of the pool. All right, we've got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour for Wayne Allen Root. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now!
USA USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. And there is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list. 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. So it's interesting. Sometimes, you know, you find people to talk with that literally are less than 15 miles from where you are, yet they've got some national influence. And that's my next guest. I'm looking forward to that. So joining me right now is Andrew Boscom, and he's an author. He's a retired educator, academics. He's an Ivy Leaguer, although we're not going to say that too loud, although he's not one of those Ivy Leaguers that we've been talking about here recently. But he's also got a great book out, The Legacy of Islamic Anti-Semitism, and we're bringing him on to join us today. Andrew, how are you today? I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me, Lee.
So I want to ask you, just to start to get the ball rolling, we've had this conversation a lot here recently. And we always, let me put it this way. I never get a satisfactory answer out of this. It's always, well, the Jews were always successful, or the Jews were this, or the Jews were that. And I can't, you know, put my finger on why there is such hatred and why there has been such hatred for a group of people for this long a time. And I can't figure out the reason. Maybe you can tell me what it is.
Yeah, I think there's a number of sources. I mean, Jews have been a pretty straightforward people that have their own law. You know, a lot of it actually was positively integrated into Western civilization, and I think that's some of it. There's all kinds of theological animus. You know, there's a lot of polemics between Judaism, Christianity, and then subsequently Islam as well. So that's part of it. Modern totalitarian ideologies have scapegoated the Jews, and that's very, very prominent. You know, particularly in the modern era. Both Nazism and communism, I think it's just we're seeing right now is actually a sort of a toxic brew of all those things.
I know you're answering it, but it still doesn't satisfy me. I'm sorry. Maybe it's me as opposed to everybody else. It's just such a hatred towards a group of people to the point where they want.
Well, it's not rational. So right. I mean, I always have trouble processing
it. Okay, fair enough.
You know, really, that's one of the simplest features of it. There's been scapegoating of all kinds of minorities. So that's kind of probably a shared thing.
Yeah.
I there's a beautiful. There was a great Russian modern novelist who actually survived both Nazism and communism. He was actually a reporter for Soviet Russia and was captured during World War II, and he was a Jew, so that wasn't a good situation for him. And he got an understanding of the inner workings of both Nazism and communism, and he wrote a novel called Life and Fate, but just really tucked away in the middle of this novel, it's kind of a semi-historical novel, was a straightforward, very short chapter on anti-Semitism. And the book was suppressed in the former Soviet Union. It was originally written in 1959. It came out somewhat later. He summarized it this way. He said, anti-Semitism is always a means rather than an end. It is a measure of the contradictions yet to be resolved. It is a mirror for the failings of individuals, the social structures, and state systems. Tell me what you accuse Jews of, I'll tell you what you're guilty of.
Hmm.
And I thought that it was a beautiful encapsulation, and, you know, it's maybe a little too airy, you know, for people, but what he's really getting at is the modern mega-state, totalitarian state. And again, he witnessed both Nazism and communism.
So your book came out in 2020?
Yeah, so it was originally published in 2008, and then I did an updated version 11, 12 years later, and that came out in early 2020.
Okay. All right, so before we get to the book, maybe we can get to some of the specifics of the book and what you try to, you know, bring forward in the book. Let me ask you about this whole Jewish scenario. What's your thoughts on this overwhelming, seemingly support for the Palestinian people? I'm not taking a shot necessarily at the Palestinian people. We know we're talking about Hamas, but when you're supporting certain things that the Palestinians are doing, I think in a way you're actually supporting what Hamas had done, and I just wanted to get your opinions on that, because I was sort of shocked by it.
Well, first of all, I agree with you that we can see it in Palestine. You know, first you have to take a look at Palestinian society itself, and unfortunately, you know, we have metrics, we have polling data, both in right before, you know, a few months before the carnage in October. The polling data from Palestinian pollsters, by the way, respected Palestinian pollsters on the West Bank, you know, in Judea Samaria at Brzeit University, they assessed that Hamas would win not only in Gaza, you know, where they've been entrenched since the one election that they had, but also in the West Bank, and they would win by I think the estimate was by about 10%. And then when the question came down to who should be the leader of the Palestinian people as a whole, you know, a president, although their presidents tend to be presidents for life, the choice would be the Palestinian Authority president, the current president, Mahmoud Abbas, or Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas. And Haniyeh in this poll would have won by 23%. And if you look at after the carnage on October 7th, if anything, Hamas has become even more popular, and the Palestinian Authority, which is supposed to be the moderate alternative, is held in even lower esteem than it was before the carnage. So you know that's a reflection of the attitude. As far as this country, I think, you know, first of all, there is a growing Muslim community in this country, and I'll give you some metrics on that community. I think what's happening on campuses in particular is you're seeing at least 20 years of pedagogy, of teaching, that is very hard left, or actually really Marxist, neo-Marxist, the diversity, equity, and inclusion, and the whole post-colonial theory that demonizes Western European colonial, you know, imperialism uniquely and selectively, as opposed to all the historical forms of imperialism that the world has ever experienced, including, by the way, Islamic imperialism. Because after all, you know, Islam burst out of the southern Arabian Peninsula and spread across not only the Middle East, but also Europe and Asia and Africa. So it has its own colonial system, which somehow is immune to this whole, you know, post-colonial theory. So I think it's a toxic combination of the left and the jihadist forces, the Islamic forces. On campuses, and this has happened before. I mean, this is actually what happened during the very retrograde 1978-1979 revolution in Iran, which basically restored a Shiite theocracy, and it was an alliance, both the communists and the Khomeini, Ayatollah Khomeini forces, the traditionalist, you know, Sharia Islamic law forces. United briefly to oust the Shah, and then since Khomeini's group had the upper hand, they slaughtered the communists. You know, so this has happened before.
I feel like this is a little bit different, though. It's almost been injected with steroids, right? So you've got Europe, which essentially is under siege right now. Now we're seeing this swelling population in different portions of our country of, you know, folks who don't want to assimilate to the American value system, and they don't want to do it over in Europe. What are we supposed to do about that?
Well, I think you're seeing some, in Europe at least, you're seeing some pushback to their problem is is not exclusively, but almost exclusively from the Muslim immigration that they've got over the last 20, 30 years. As much as the Muslims, they have invited these populations into their midst, and have not made any effort to assimilate them seriously, and it's sort of self perpetuating. The immigrants don't particularly care to assimilate; they're being invited in anyway, and they're not being it's not mandated that they assimilate, and so it's created havoc. But you see, Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, they have this crazy multi party system. He clearly had the plurality, and is probably going to be forming the next government. And he's been very strong about Muslim immigration, about those Muslims that are in the Netherlands, need to throw off their dreams of imposing Sharia law on the society and just adopt themselves to Netherlands Western European law. And I think that's the kind of leadership that's needed in Europe now across the board.
Right. Yeah, but you don't see that happening, do you?
I don't know. It may be. There could be a tipping point reached in Europe, and then you'll see chaos. I mean, you'll see very, very potentially very bloody scenes.
Yeah. Dr. Andrew Bostom is our guest. We'll keep him over for another segment. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
And tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, Designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Attention, small business owners. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. Dr. Andrew Bostom is joining me, writer, educator, and you've got a new piece out right now. Tell everybody a little bit about this and where they can get it.
Oh, yeah. So anything that I write initially goes up on my blog, which is just Andrew Bostom, andrewbostom.org. But this was a theme that was recorded by the main party himself, a very popular sort of pop icon, Rabbi Shmuley Boteach. And, he's a man of the left, but not the, like, insane left, you know, west of the non-insane left.
Right.
And he recorded how he was basically accosted in Times Square by this entire Muslim family who recognized him. He is somewhat recognizable. And the daughter told him to commit suicide because of his views on, you know, Israel and Gaza, et cetera. And she had a younger brother who just kept kicking them. And the parents are looking on this, and they're beaming, you know, and smiling broadly. And then the father says, you will never defeat Islam because it is too strong and too large.
Hmm.
And Boteach, I mean, you know, he's not, you know, completely absurd in his response to it. He talks about how hateful it is, et cetera, et cetera. But then he says he has to, this is what happens all the time. People feel like they have to insulate themselves from being sprayed with charges of Islamophobia, even after an event like this. He says, and I make the point, he was writing about this afterwards, I make the pivotal point that I am not speaking about Muslims, but Islamists. Muslims are our brothers and sisters under God. Islamists are hate-filled miscreants who abuse and defile a great world religion. Well, how does he know these are Islamists? I mean, you know, are they members of the Muslim Brotherhood? You know, are they wearing Hamas regalia? I mean, it's just nonsensical. This is a garden, unfortunately, this is a garden variety Muslim family who's accosting him in Times Square. Just take it and leave it. You know, but this is what happens. This is what happens, Lee, all the time. Of course, it ignores the brutality that was wrought in the
in the actions by Hamas, the unprovoked invasion, basically, that was really targeting non-combatants. There were a few soldiers that were killed, but it was basically non-combatants, right. You know, men, women, children. And then, you know, savagery. I mean, rape and mutilation and beheadings, et cetera, is nothing. That's not of any concern to this world's most influential Muslim. He's just concerned about Israel's response, but he launches into a diatribe against Jews. You ask what the sources are. It's all coming out of the Quran, out of Islam's sacred text. And these are very hateful themes that are developed in the Quran, and he reiterates them all to an audience that's going to be able to understand them. And then he concludes in his opening statement from the 10th with the same tradition. These are traditions of Islam's prophet Muhammad that are collected in something called the Hadith. And this is the same thing that's in the Hamas covenant in Article 7. And it's basically the end of times annihilation of the Jews to usher in the Messianic age. And he repeats this Hadith, which, you know, the rocks and trees Hadith. It says when one of the Jews seeks refuge under a tree and stone, the trees and stones will cry out, "O Muslim, O servant of Allah, behind me is a Jew. Come and kill him." You know, and he says this was repeated by the most truthful of people. No doubt that day will surely come. And it's just, he goes on and on in several other videos that he's made, you know, since October 7th, talks about how the war from the beginning of Islam, waged by the Jews it's being repeated now. You, the Muslims, are their target. Your religion is their target. Their aim is to destroy the Islamic laws. Their aim is to claim the earth is theirs. It is hostility towards Muhammad. Just on and on, and peppered with Quranic citations. But you have to take a step back. And you say, well, this isn't some whack job on a street corner mosque right. Somewhere. This is the man that this respected moderate think tank just endowed as the world's most influential Muslim. And there are many, many examples of this, Lee, that the leading teaching institutions of Islam, like where President Obama visited at the beginning of his presidency, he went to Cairo, and he had in front of him the clerics from Al-Azhar University. Al-Azhar University is the closest you'll get in Islam, Sunni Islam, which is about 90% of Muslims, to a Vatican. And its grand imam is the closest you'll get to a Sunni Muslim pope. And they have been very clear since October 7th. Again, no condemnation of what Hamas did. Really cheering on Hamas as quote-unquote resistance. But even worse, they issued a formal religious edict called a fatwa. They sanctioned what Hamas actually did, which is wage jihad, not just against the IDF, the Israeli army, but against the citizens.
Doc, I got to jump in. I'm out of time. I wish we had more. I got a million more questions for you, but I thank you very much. We'll have you back on again. The music is playing. That means I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is up, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.